Hi, Kitty Barock. Dave here. Just thought I might make a short audio for you to respond. So, if you're looking at moving from a typepad blog through to WordPress, I think it's a good step. Long term, I would make sure that you end up hosting the WordPress blog, though. You don't really want to host it on their platform because you want to be the one that maintains control and ownership over the domain name and over the platform. You'll just have much more flexibility long term. You can pick up a cheap hosting package through something like HostGator. That'll cost you like 10 bucks a month. And there are even cheaper ones as well, like 5 and 6 bucks a month. Register a domain name. That'll cost you 7 bucks a year. Install WordPress. It's free. Once you're up and running, now the migration between TypePad and WordPress, look, if you've got some popular posts and you want to make sure that they move over, there's a few things that you could do. If it's only a handful, then you could just have the post and make notes all over it, almost like change the TypePad post and say, hey, this is now a summary or just a teaser, and click here to read the rest of the blog post, which leads them over to WordPress. That's if kind of like worst case scenario. Now, I haven't jumped into the intricacies with TypePad, but if possible, what you want to look for is a 301 redirect. So you ultimately want to point all of your old posts and they'll automatically redirect through to your new posts over at WordPress. And when you post on your own WordPress blog, literally recreate the posts and have a 301 redirect. Now, if that can't be done, like I said, it's a bit of a technical thing. If it can't be done, then you might do what I said, which is kind of like create almost like a summary post that you can change on TypePad so you don't lose that traffic, and say for, you know, to read the full article, click here, and then it kind of points them over to WordPress, which is, you know, it's a little bit clunky and it's a little bit of a workaround. You could also try reaching out to someone over it if you go to something like odesk.com or Freelancer. There's a few of these different freelance sites where you can get people who are familiar with TypePad and WordPress, and they might be able to handle that migration for you. If you just use that wording that I gave you, though, you'll be on the right track as far as doing the 301 redirect. That's probably best. Hopefully that helps. If you've got any questions, let me know.